So, just FYI, a crowded subway car is a bad place to be if you're a vampire. Okay, correction. A crowded subway car is a bad place to be if you're a vampire who doesn't want to act like, you know, a vampire. I'm sitting on the Uptown One, and the car is unbelievably fragrant with the blood of my fellow passengers. I breathe in their unique individual scents, sweet and spicy and earthy and tart, mingled together in my nostrils in the most tantalizing way, teasing my new preternatural taste buds. The aroma is almost irresistible. Luckily, I came prepared. I knew there was no way I could risk the trip to Katz without a strategy for keeping my unnatural appetite in check. That whole business with the pigeon gave me the big hairy heads up on just how quickly I could lose control. But after a lifetime of being bombarded with clickbait for weight loss products and programs, and, yes, sometimes taking the bait, I'm a walking Wikipedia of dieting tips and tricks. So, before I left my apartment, I drank a ton of water to make me feel full. Then I popped a wad of sugarless gum in my mouth to avoid, nibbling. And now, as I sit here on the train chomping dentine, I'm playing solitaire on my iPhone to distract me from my cravings. Go ahead and laugh. But you know what? This shit is actually working.